The Australian Energy Market Operator has extended its forecast for the end of coal power in the eastern states by more than a decade, with electricity consumption expected to nearly double by 2050. It's been driven by electrification of transport, expansion of data centres, and industry shifting from gas to electricity. This is part of revised forecasts in AEMO's draft electricity roadmap that's been released today. The CEO of AEMO is Daniel Westerman, and he joins me now. Daniel, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Mel. Thanks for having me.
Take me through this latest integrated system plan. Tell me what's changed from the last one 2 years ago.
Sure. Well, this latest draft integrated system plan is a roadmap for Australia's energy transition. We at AEMO publish this every 2 years in a very consultative process, which really plots out the least cost pathway to meet the needs of Australian energy consumers while incorporating all of the government policies on the way through. And really the good news here is that the advice really hasn't changed since the last roadmap, and in fact, pretty much all of the reports that AEMO published, which is that as demand is increasing, as you've laid out, and our coal-fired power stations are retiring, the least cost way to meet those needs is through investments in renewable energy, firmed with storage, backed up with gas, and connected in with upgraded networks. And we know that that direction of travel, which consumers and investors and governments are all leaning into at the moment, really is the least cost pathway to meet Australia's energy needs.
There is nonetheless a lot of focus on the exit of coal-fired power stations from the grid on the East Coast. It seems you're expecting that a lot of them will be closing earlier than previously anticipated, but some of those that remain will remain operating for longer. What's behind these changes?
Sure. Well, Australians have benefited from coal-fired power stations for many decades. And in fact, the average age of the coal-fired power stations supplying energy today is 38 years. But they're reaching the end of their life. In fact, they usually retire at about 44 years old. Like an old car, as they get older, they break down more often. So we know that those coal-fired power stations are coming to the end of their life and retiring. However, we know that in Queensland, the government has extended the life of their coal-fired power stations and expressed a desire for coal for longer. And this integrated system plan reflects that and reflects that Queensland power stations are not as old as others throughout the rest of the country. But as those coal-fired power stations age, they will disconnect from the system. So just because they're there, it doesn't mean that they're producing energy all the time. And so what we need to make sure is that new renewable energy, the storage and the gas, is there and available for consumers to meet consumer needs.
You've reduced your forecast for the amount of wind capacity that will be built. What are you expecting now?
Yeah, so this gets updated every 2 years, and it's a very consultative process. We take the latest inputs from a variety of sources. Those in the industry will know that the costs of building wind have gone up, but the cost of building solar and storage have come down. And so that's reflected in this plan, in the outlook, because it is the least cost way to meet consumer needs. So a bit less wind, yes, a bit more solar and storage. There's a little less transmission as well, and that's sort of just reflecting that transmission costs have gone up, and some projects have been either de-scoped or even downsized or completed. But those ones that are de-scoped are well off into the future.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the CEO of the Australian Energy Market Operator, Daniel Westerman, is our guest. We're talking about the energy regulator's latest integrated system plan for the country's energy transition. Daniel, you're banking heavily on consumers using rooftop solar, home batteries, electric vehicles to be part of the way of stabilising the grid. That requires households making significant capital investments. Do you think there's enough surety of the appetite for households to make those sorts of investments?
Well, what we know is that homes and businesses have just been an absolute driving force of the energy transition that's been underway for 15 years now. There are 4 million homes around Australia that have rooftop solar, and now adding home batteries at a really rapid rate, and electric vehicles too. We do see the continued investment in rooftop solar. It's already affecting the way that our power system operates and the cost of the power system as well. There are times in the energy system in Eastern Australia where rooftop solar provides more than half of our energy needs, and we see that continuing to increase as consumers continue to invest in rooftop solar.
To really harness that kind of household investment, it works best when they're coordinated, but we aren't seeing that many people sign up to virtual power plants to aggregate those resources. Is that a problem?
That's right. Well, one of the things that we are seeing is not so much of an uptake in these things called virtual power plants. So consumers signing up with their retailer to allow their retailer to dispatch their battery into the grid to be compensated for that as well. So that's reflected in this plan, and what that means is a little more grid scale storage to be able to give the grid the flexibility it needs. One of the things that we know is that if those virtual power plants are successful, so if consumers sign up to those deals with their retailers, the whole power system costs less for everyone. In fact, our modelling shows that out to 2050, the power system would cost about $7 billion less if there are enough virtual power plants and vehicle to grid, so electric vehicles being able to provide services back to the grid as well.
Might need a bit of a public campaign to encourage more people to take them up. Daniel Westerman,
indeed,
thank you very much for talking to me this morning on Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Mel.
Daniel Westerman is the CEO of the Australian Energy Market Operator.